Praise the Lord. Awesome God. We know who we are. And God says to us that on the basis of that, on the basis of his shed blood, that we can come boldly into his presence. And tonight, we are going to be praying through a particular verse found in the Gospel of Luke, the 18th chapter, the third verse in particular. But we'll take it up from verse 1. There's a phrase in the third verse of this chapter that we are going to be focused on tonight. The Lord speaks a parable. A parable is a story that has a particular focus, something in it that God wants to communicate. And so this parable is a story. And the story had a particular focus. It says in verse 1, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Amen? Men ought always to pray and not to faint. And then it says, saying, there was in a city, this is the story now, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. But in that city where there was a judge which feared not God, didn't care anything about God, didn't care about people, he was his own self. He knew who he was, so to speak. And so did not defer to anyone, not to God, not to man, had no care about anyone, just himself. He says, and there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him saying, avenge me of mine adversary. That was the statement. Avenge me of mine adversary. Our focus tonight is on that last phrase, avenge me of my adversary. Whether we know it or not, there are adversaries. The word is antidikos. An adversary, antidikos, is an opponent, somebody who's challenging your progress in life in whatever form that takes. It might be somebody who knows that, let me put it this way, knows that you are fixing your car and you need a particular tool to fix that car, and comes and steals that tool. Didn't steal your car, just stole that tool so that you cannot accomplish what you want to do or make what you are trying to do extremely difficult. Let's put it this way. Let's say you had a power tool that had a bit with a flat head on it, and the person comes and steals that power tool, and all you left is that bit. And now, instead of that power tool giving you speed to finish what you need to do, you had to try to use a vice grip or something to hold on to that flat head bit, tighten what you want to do. They did not take everything from you, but made whatever it is that you're trying to do difficult. that's an adversary. That's an enemy. An enemy tries to block you. An enemy tries to hinder you from accomplishing your purpose in life. Whatever it takes, the enemy will try to do it. An enemy might be somebody who is going about scandalizing you, saying things that are untrue about you, misrepresenting you as an individual, to make certain that you are not placed where you should be, or removed from where you are. That's an adversary. An adversary is always doing something contrary to your wholeness in life. Amen? So today we are going to pray about the role of adversaries against our lives. God has declared this month, March, my month of victory. If you're going to have victory, it's because you have overcome something or you are overcoming something. In this woman's case, she was going to overcome those adversaries. And the Lord says, again, once again in verse 1, men ought always to pray and not to faint. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall have renewed strength. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Praise the Lord. So today, we are going to talk to the Lord together. We're going to talk to the Lord about our lives. We're going to talk to the Lord about our families, our children, our nation, our church. Right now, in the land of Ukraine, there is a lot of warring going on. Ukrainians have an adversary that is coming without being provoked to accomplish a particular purpose. I'm not going to go into the politics of that, but today we want to pray, God, avenge me of mine adversaries. Whoever they are, whatever they are, whatever it is that is standing in my way from accomplishing God's divine purpose, Lord, avenge me of that adversary. Come fight for me, because I cannot fight this battle by myself. It's going to take you coming to do something on my behalf. Avenge me. Avenge me. Lift up your voice. And just generally, before we start going into specifics, just lift up your voice before the Lord right now and say, God, avenge me of my adversaries. I don't know who or what they are, but I need you to avenge me. I need you to step in and do something on my behalf. Do something for me. Vindicate me. Retaliate for me. Fight for me. God, do something for me. Avenge me. Ek dikeo is the word. Ek dikeo. Avenge me of my adversaries. Avenge me of my adversaries. Avenge, Lord. Avenge, Lord. Avenge, Lord. of my adversaries. Avenge me of my adversaries. Lord, oh God, all that stand against my life, all that stands against your mandate and your purpose for my life, all that stands against my family, all that stands against my home, all that stands against my ministry, all that stands against your church, all that stands against, Lord, oh God, my hopes, dreams, and aspirations, all that stands against your prophetic declarations over my life, all that stands against your purpose and directives, oh God, for me. Father, Lord, oh God, in Jesus' name, I ask, oh God, for you to avenge me of my adversaries. Father, in Jesus' name, Father, in Jesus' name, come against this enemy. Lord, oh God, and make a public show of this enemy. Even now, shame the one that wants to bring shame into my life. Shame the one that wants to bring shame into my family. Lord, shame the one that wants to bring shame into my calling and purpose. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, oh God, I give you praise. You are here doing extraordinary things in our lives. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Now we're going to start. The Word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. We're going to start with God avenging us of the adversary of his church. When we talk about the church, yes, we are also talking about ourselves, or we are the temple of the living God. In what ways is the enemy able to stand against the church? By causing confusion amongst God's people, by causing the people of God not to be committed, by causing leadership not to be committed to the vision of God, by causing people to be in strife, by causing people not to give, by attacking the finances of God's children and discouraging them so that they don't fulfill their purpose, by causing the people of God not to be effective in their witness unto the Lord, by causing those that are meant to be added to the church to see the church in a bad light. There are all kinds of ways that the enemy comes against the church of Jesus Christ. We're going to pray right now as the Holy Spirit leads us to come against those adversaries that are against the church of the Lord, that are standing against the purposes of God, standing against the vision that God has for his church. We are going to use Glory and Peace as a point of contact. We are not just praying for Glory and Peace Church, but we're going to use Glory and Peace Church as a point of contact for the living church of Jesus Christ. Every prayer that we're praying in this regards concerning the church, we're not just going to be praying for ourselves personally and for the institution of the church that is Glory and Peace Church, but the institution of the church as the body of Christ at large, wherever the church is, whether that church is in the Ukraine or in Russia or it's in Africa or in Europe or wherever it might be, in Canada, in the US, in Mexico, Central America, wherever they are, we're praying that that which is against the church, that is standing against the church, that God will avenge his church of the adversary that has come against the church. The Word of God says that the gates of hell shall not prevail over his church. And anything that causes us to cause the gates of hell to keep on standing, because we are standing in a defensive mode rather than attacking, gates don't move. They don't have the ability to move step by step by step by step. They are in a particular pace, hinged, of course, but as long as that gate is keeping you out from where you need to go, it can become the adversary. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, there is the gates of hell, the government of hell. We cannot let that government of hell keep us out of God's divine purpose. Before the Lord Jesus Christ went to heaven, he went to hell first to get those that have been held captive in hell and brought them out. So today, in the name of Jesus Christ, anything that stands against us, getting those that are lost, getting those that are limited from coming out of that place of bondage, must come down. Amen? So let us pray first of all for the church of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice before the Lord and talk to him. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are the avenger of your church. There is an enemy that has come against your church to limit its ability to function, to limit its ability to win, to limit its ability to operate in the good success that you have ordained. Lord, oh God, in the name of Jesus, whatever mechanics the enemy has used, whatever means, systems that the enemy has used to sabotage your divine purpose concerning your church, Lord, oh God, today we are asking, oh God, that you, our God, will avenge us, your church. Oh, avenge your church. Avenge your church of its adversary. We are your church. We are the body of Christ. Glory and Peace Church is part of that body. Lord, oh God, is part of the general body of Christ all around the globe. We ask, oh God, for your intervention now, that Lord God Almighty, that every harassment, oh God, from the realms of darkness will be met swiftly by the judgments of God. That Lord, oh God, that you will do extraordinary things even now and begin to shatter the strongholds of darkness that have come against your church. Lord, oh God, that which has caused your church, oh God, to be weak, oh God, is an enemy. And so today, in Jesus' name, we declare, oh God, that you'll avenge us of this adversary. And Lord, oh God, that you reverse, oh God, the misfortunes that the enemy has tried to capitalize and put, oh God, into the lives of your people. Bring it, oh God, to naught. Even now, let your church, oh God, come alive with the fire of your spirit. Lord, oh God, you are a consuming fire. Let your fire, oh God, come upon your church, oh God, and cause it, oh God, to be revived. Oh Father, in Jesus' name, cause it, oh God, to come ablaze under the unction and the oil of your anointings. Lord, oh God, that those, oh God, that are lost, oh God, will run to it to see what is happening. And oh God, in the same process, Lord, oh God, let that fire of your spirit, oh God, jump on them. So Lord, oh God, that they, oh God, come alive also. Father, in Jesus' name, that the satanic plans of the enemy, oh God, will be brought to an immediate halt, brought under judgment. Oh Father, in Jesus' name, builder of the church, builder of the church, build your church, build your church, the church that the gates of hell cannot prevail over. Let the fire of your spirit, oh God, come, oh God, upon your people. Cause us, oh God, to come alive. Lord, oh God, let every lukewarmness be eradicated, because, oh God, the fire of your spirit, oh God, causes, oh God, to become hot, hot, hot. In the name of Jesus, let every enemy of your church face the judgment of God. Let there be a turnaround. Father, you said, oh God, that this is the month, this is the time, oh God, for our turnaround experience. And so, Lord, oh God, we are thanking you that now, oh God, there is a turnaround. 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 Because your anointing is present. Your power is present. There is now a release, oh God, oh Father, of your grace, oh God, to avenge your church of all of its adversaries. Whatever it is, Oh, the adversary of lack, in the name of Jesus, judgment comes upon you, and we receive the prosperity of the living God. You enemy of sickness and disease, confusion and strife, the fire of God comes upon you right now, and we hammer you by the authority of God, and we declare in Jesus' name that the church is a united force. We are a people under the unity, under the lordship of the Most High God. Oh, one together in the name of Jesus, and the oil of anointing is upon the church. It is running down the head, down the beards, down the skirts, and it is causing the church of Jesus Christ to flourish in Jesus' name. This adversary of limitation, this adversary of weakness, this adversary of slack, this adversary that causes your people, oh God, to be little and nothing, to be wasted. This adversary faces your judgment now in the name of Jesus. Avenge us of this adversary and cause, oh God, your people, oh God, to experience the numerical growth, the spiritual growth, the financial growth, all the growth, the spiritual growth, everything that the church needs to live fulfilled, glorifying you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords forever. We bless you and magnify your glorious name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Most High, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Avenge us, Lord, of our adversary, every adversary of the church. Lord, remove anything and everything that stands against your purposes for Glory and Peace Church and all of your church around the globe. Lord, avenge your church of its adversaries. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now we're going to pray for the adversary that wants to destroy marriages and families. I separate those two, marriages and family. Not that a marriage is not a family. When a husband and wife come together, that's a family. But we're talking about the expansion of that marriage, which now includes children, which now includes not just children, but includes grandchildren, it includes in-laws, that's a family. And when you talk about in-laws, you start having and expansion of your family. You start having nieces and cousins and uncles and all of that. So family becomes a broader thing. So we're going to pray because the enemy is a bad enemy. Not that there are any good enemies. But the enemy is one that wants to create issues and break up people. And while we're praying for families, for marriages and families, in an indirect way, we still pray for the church. Because the church is a family, it's a community. And the enemy is always trying to create issues. If you sat 20 family members from different families together and begin to interview them, it won't be long before you start finding out all kinds of issues. problems. Because there's an enemy that wants to cause people to be separated, wants people to live in a realm of defeat. We're going to pray. The Word of God says, we don't receive because we don't ask. So tonight we're going to ask. And the Lord said in His Word, right there in Luke 18, that He gave a parable, and there was a purpose to that parable. To this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And when He tells the story is about a woman, a widow that was saying, avenge me of my adversary. It is quite possible that this widow who's crying, avenge me of my adversary, could have been crying because her husband was murdered. Could be crying, avenge me of my adversary, because when her husband died, people said abusing her, stealing her stuff. There's some cultures where if the husband dies, the brothers and sisters of the father's or the husband's family can just come and kick her out of her house, throw her and her children out, and come and stay in the house and say, this was our brother's house. Those kind of crazy things happen. Could be anything. But what we do know is this, that she had a serious issue. And there are families today that cannot talk. Cannot say anything to each other. I had somebody call in. They don't attend this church, but anytime they've got issues, they know my number. I said, why don't you call your pastor? Oh, my pastor is not there for me. Okay. Then what do you want me to do? Anyway, this person keeps on calling all kinds of times. And left a voicemail. My family is falling apart. They hate me. Even my daughter doesn't want me in her house. That's family issues. There are all kinds of issues with families. Tonight we're going to pray and say, God, avenge families. And that spirit that wants to create problems and division and cause people to be callous towards each other. No feeling, no love, no sense of family. Lord, address this issue. That thing that is trying to create division between husband and wife, cause them not to be one unit. Lord, intervene. Intervene. Avenge families, marriages, and bring about wholeness into homes. Husband and wife suspecting each other. Can't sit together and talk about anything in an atmosphere of peace, because there's an enemy that's always there trying to create problems. Avenge families of their adversary, whatever that adversary is, whether it's a satanic agenda that's put in motion by activities of witchcraft, gossip, backbiting, whatever it is, God, step in and bring healing. Because that's the greatest vengeance. God causes the enemy to fail completely, instead of the pain and sorrow that he wants to cause, you are walking, rejoicing, blessing, and magnifying the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. His plans fail completely. So let us lift up our voice unto the Lord and begin to declare, God, avenge. Avenge me of my adversaries concerning my marriage and concerning my family. Pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You are the one who avenges us of the adversary that comes against our marriages, comes against our families. Father, this day, we declare that every spirit that is trying to cause division, generate strife, cause men and women to come into a situation, oh God, a bottleneck, Lord, oh God, that is squeezing them, oh God, and causing them to not flow in the fullness of your goodness. Father, this day, we declare by the authority of your word that that enemy will be eliminated by the spirit of your truth. Father God, in Jesus' name, intervene in marriages. Bring about wholeness in homes. Lord, step in and bring healing and deliverance, oh God, in marriages and in families. Father, let that spirit of confusion be brought down. Let it crash. Let it be shattered by the authority of your word. You are the one, oh God, that put together families. Father, we thank you, Lord, oh God, that there will be wholeness in our families. The enemy came against the first family and generated division and caused even murder to take place between brothers. Father, in Jesus' name, we declare this day by the authority of your word that that enemy that showed up in the garden and outside the garden, Lord, oh God, in Jesus' name, that enemy, Lord, oh God, will be stricken down this day, that there will be an awareness, oh God, of truth and love and peace and joy, Lord, oh God, in homes. Father, in Jesus' name, that husband and wife will come together in the spirit of unity, that the spirit of strife and envy and hate, covetousness, oh God, will be shattered. Let, oh God, the spirit of grief that has come upon families to cause them, oh God, to be defeated. Let that spirit, oh God, crash now. In the name of Jesus, we declare, oh God, that this month we walk in divine victory. Lord, oh God, victory is ours. Victory, oh God, in my marriage. Victory, oh God, in my family. Victory, oh God, in the marriages, oh God, of your sons and your daughters in this household of faith. Oh God, the household of faith across, oh God, this globe. Lord, oh God, healing and deliverance in families, Lord, that there will be a wholeness, restoration, that the days and the years and the months, oh God, of confusion and division will be swept away. Father, in Jesus' name, that brothers and fathers and mothers and siblings of God will come, hug each other's neck and love each other out of a pure heart. Father, in Jesus' name, we declare, oh God, deliverance from every limitation. Oh God, avenge us of our adversary. Father, harvest away from the lives of your sons and your daughters, oh God, every adversary. Remove those things out of the lives of your people. Remove it, oh God. The Lord, oh God, that your people be filled with the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Praise God. Now we're going to go on and ask God to avenge us of the adversary of our businesses, the adversary that is against our income, our place of employment, There are people that sometimes you may be working with, and instead of them doing the right thing by you, they are out there trying to sabotage you. I remember one of the sons in this house came to me some time back to pray about certain things. And I told him, I said, actually, it was a prophetic declaration from here during one of the services that God was going to expose the person that was causing the problem. He went to work early that week, and he got to work. The person that was causing problems for him was flushed out. He had been talking nice to him and going behind him and saying all kinds of negative things about him and telling his boss that how a terrible worker he was and so on and so forth. So this guy, the one that was accusing of backbiting, had a situation. He was given a job to take care of, and he couldn't. He tried everything and tried and tried and tried, and he couldn't get anywhere. So the boss came to this son and says, I want you to take up that assignment. He went there, and God granted him wisdom, and he fixed the thing like in no time. Hey! The boss calls him and says, you know that guy? He has been saying all kinds of terrible things about you to me. Promoted him. Hallelujah. And guess who this guy was? He was a guy that was always talking Jesus talk. Supposedly he's a Christian. And the Lord says, by inspiration through David in the Psalms, says the one that dipped his hand in the same pool with me, that's the one that was my enemy. I didn't know it. I didn't know it. Sometimes the enemy can be so close. We're going to pray that whatever it is that is standing in the way of your good success, that God will flush it out. Many years ago, there was a particular camp, I will mention the name in full, here in our province, that was having some major problems. It's about to close down. And the director of the camp was talking to the Lord because they didn't have any speaker and there was nobody coming to the camp, but they had to have camp. So he talked to the Lord and says, God, who should I invite to come speak at this camp? Who do you have in mind? And the Lord gave my name. So he called. I met him here in church. And we chatted. And he said, I'd like to take you to lunch. Let's talk some more. So we chatted because I didn't really know him and he didn't really know me that well. And then he said to me, he said, would you please pray whether you should be a speaker at camp? I bowed my head, talked to the Lord right there while he was talking. The Lord said, go. So I said, sure, I will do it. So he was so excited that I was going to do it. He calls another pastor who's not too far from here and told that one about the fact that he had invited me to come speak and this other pastor hit the roof. How can you invite that guy? Blah, 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 blah. He said, tearing me down. So he wasn't too sure what he was going to do. He'd already asked me, and I'd already said yes. How can he turn around and come say no? So he left it as was. Camp day, there had only been two registrants. When I got there, camp filled up. People started coming in. This camp was about to close down. This was going to be the last, because they've been around for years and finances have been so down. That particular camp for that week had the most money offerings that they've ever had for all the time that camp existed in that week. So many lives changed that week. The guy came back and tells me the story that I just told you. The person that was going against me was a friend. Somebody that I know. Somebody I didn't expect to do such a thing. So you never know. You really don't know. But God is still faithful. I went to that camp two or three times back to back after that. I believe you were in that camp with me in one of those sessions. And until the Lord says, your time here is done. And I didn't get an invitation after that till today. And when God says, okay, your time is finished here, time is finished. But God puts us in places and takes us out of places. No man has the ability, no demon in hell has the ability to steal what God has for you. They may think they can, but it's a lie. Because God is a God who restores your soul. God is a God who restores everything. When the enemy steals from you, he has to pay back. Actually, God will allow the enemy to steal from you so that he can pay back seven times. Hallelujah. So what we're going to pray right now, concerning all that we've been praying, and including your business and your place of employment, is this. God, avenge me of my adversary, and two, expose my adversary that's been trying to steal from me so that there's restoration. You know, the word of God says, pursue and recover all. Amen? Hallelujah. And so we're going to pray that right now and ask God to step into our businesses, generally our source of income, whatever the enemy's been doing to sabotage that. God will expose us. God will avenge. God will grant us supernatural speed. God will grant supernatural restoration. In essence, this month is my month of victory, my month of the turnaround. Amen? Let's rise. Let's talk to the Lord. Thank you, Father. You are the God who knows all things. You see all things. There is nothing about our lives that is hidden from your view. So therefore, this day, I declare by the authority of your word that your will be made manifest, that your divine purpose will be made known, that Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that in our businesses, in the places where your people are receiving their income, their places of employment, and every income stream, Lord God, that the enemy has come against to shut down, to cause confusion in. This day we ask, O God, for your intervention. We ask, O God, that you will avenge us of these adversaries. And Lord, O God, that there will be an exposure of those things, O God, and those persons, Lord, O God, that are doing things, O God, to contravene your divine purpose for our lives. We say, O God, take the fight to the enemy. In the name of Jesus, avenge us, avenge me of my adversary and expose my adversaries. Expose every one of them. Flush them out. Those, O God, standing in the way of my good success. Those standing in the way, O God, of your plans and purposes for my life, for this ministry, for this family, for your people. Lord, O God, for our businesses. Lord God, in Jesus' name. Do a work, O God of grace, as you bring about supernatural speed and restoration. Thank you, Lord, O God, for supernatural speed and restoration. Thank you, Lord, O God, that which the enemy tried to steal from us, Lord, O God, that there is a compensation now in Jesus' name. There's a compensation, O God, of that which is way better than that which the enemy tried to steal. Lord, O God, when the enemy steals a vehicle, Lord, O God, the insurance, O God, will either fix it or restore that vehicle. Father, we are asking, O God, for total restoration. Lord, O God, we don't want a fix. We want a restoration that is way better than what we had. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, O God, for the sevenfold. Lord, O God, because the enemy is identified. We demand, O God, the sevenfold return. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, O God, that for pain and suffering, Lord, O God, the enemy has to pay. For we are thankful, Lord, O God, that you are the God who says that I will bless you 1,000 times more. So we thank you, Lord, O God, that we are not only receiving sevenfold, but we are receiving from your hand 1,000 times more. Because, Lord, O God, your grace is sufficient. Lord, O God, you are coming and you are meeting us, O God, with the efficiency, O God, of grace. You are meeting us, O God, with the efficiency, O God, of your mercies. You are meeting us, O God, with the efficiency, O God, of your loving kindness and tender mercies, and causing, O God, supernatural promotion, supernatural speed, supernatural, O God, revelation, supernatural restoration. We pursue and we overtake in the name of Jesus. We take, O God, all, we receive all in Jesus' mighty name. Blessed be your holy 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 name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise that it is so done. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I want us to pray one more prayer. There are tools that God gives to us by His grace that are meant to move us from one place to the other, make things easy. A vehicle makes things easy for you. A vehicle, like a car, a plane, causes you not to toil hard. It gives you speed. If I try to walk home from here, it might take me an hour plus. But if I drive, I might get home in 5 to 7 minutes. if my vehicle were stolen, I'd be forced to work. I'll start walking. So that would not be good. As I said earlier, if your tool that you need to use to do something so that it's easy for you, you have a power tool, a power drill, and that is stolen or removed or damaged, but you still need to do what you need to do, it just makes life hard and difficult. If a person were blind and they had a seeing dog that's supposed to help them, and somebody comes and kills that dog, life is going to be difficult because they're relying on that dog to help them. The enemy doesn't necessarily have to attack you directly. All he needs to do is attack something around you to make life more difficult. If something happens to the worship team and they couldn't come, it will make the service difficult. Somebody has to do the praise and worship, but they are not able to do the praise and worship because they are busy with this, a sickness, a breakdown in vehicle, or whatever. What we need to do is to attack whatever it is that the enemy has been trying to do to impede our progress in life. That which is going to slow us from accomplishing purpose, make things difficult so that we can't do what we need to do in time and on time and efficiently. And those things happen. When the enemy creates division, you cannot accomplish much. But God says if we are united, there's nothing we cannot do. So what does the enemy do? Create enough confusion so that we don't do or get where we need to get. That is his agenda. And so we are going to ask God to intervene. We're going to ask God to intervene and avenge us of that adversary that wants to impede our progress by slowing us down or making things more difficult so that that which we want to do becomes strenuous. By bringing about distractions. Moses had great visions of what was in the heavens. But without men that will stir their hearts and be willing, the tabernacle could not have been reproduced. The church is me. I'm the church. But me as the church is not enough without you, without everyone else. Your worship unto the Lord, your singing unto the Lord becomes a chorus unto God. Everybody giving sweet smelling incense unto the Lord. Everybody praying sweet smelling incense unto the Lord. Our togetherness is powerful. But if the enemy wants to impede our progress, he can cause us to be busy doing every other thing, and there's nobody in the house of God to pray, nobody in the house of God to worship, nobody in the house of God to give, nobody in the house of God to seek the face of God and that fire exchange is no longer there. So we're going to pray this prayer. Whatever it is that the enemy has been doing, has done to impede our progress as God's people, slow us down, or make things difficult, Father, go to the roots of those things and demolish that enemy. So that the result is that we are people that are fruitful, multiplying, increasing, sharing one with the other, loving each other, and we are living life to the full, to the glory of God. I trust that that one is very clear, because it's what we've been praying all night, but now we are putting a final voice to it. So let's pray. Just lift up your voice before God. Whatever it is that is trying to impede, make things life difficult for us as a church, as individuals, as a family, Father, avenge us of that adversary. That's an enemy. That thing that's trying to cause all kinds of confusion around us, that's an enemy. It must come down. We refuse that enemy any license in our lives. Lord, intervene. Avenge us and attack this day whatever the enemy has and is trying to do to impede our progress, our success, making life difficult. We ask, Father, that you avenge us and demolish these enemies. Let the result be that we are a united and fruitful people, living life to the full to your glory, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, cut off every enemy. Eradicate every lying deception, every lying spirit. Grant to us, O God, this day, the discernment of your Holy Spirit. Grant to us, O God, good success today. Grant to us, O God, that which brings about supernatural results for your glory and honor. For we declare this day that your kingdom has come and your will done in our lives as it is in heaven. Be exalted, King of kings and Lord of lords forever. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our sovereign Lord, we call it so done. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm thankful that you're able to come today and pray, those of you here and those of you that are online.